The Hungarian pianist András Schiff enchants with his warm tone and commanding interpretations. Now in his prime, Schiff has reached a classical music milestone with his recording of the complete Beethoven sonata cycle. Our music critic Tim Riley says this latest chapter in Schiff's career will change the way you hear some of piano's most familiar music.
That's András Schiff performing the opening passage from Beethoven's Sonata Opus 109 in E major. It's from the final installment of his complete Beethoven cycle for the ECM label. There's a lot to celebrate here. For starters, there's Schiff's luxurious tone. His playing lulls you even into the most difficult music, and this late Beethoven material might be more intimidating to players than to listeners. Luckily, András Schiff shares his ideas about these challenging works in a series of podcasts he made for the Guardian newspaper in London. He talks about how performers struggle with Beethoven scores, which are both messy and enigmatic.
A lot of this music sounds improvisatory. Sounds like an improvisation, but don't believe what you hear, because it's very, very carefully thought out, and his instructions are incredibly detailed.
Late Beethoven has a reputation for lofty philosophy. But Schiff reminds us that engaging with the score and with the instrument remains central to figuring out Beethoven's deconstruction of sonata form.
It's very, very difficult to talk about Beethoven's sonatas, but especially difficult to talk about the final three, because they are just so great that words fail, at least my words.
Well, words may fail András Schiff, but he talks about Beethoven with such fluency, he'll make you feel smarter just hearing how he approaches these sonatas. Listen to how Schiff describes that ethereal, otherworldly opening to the E major sonata.
To me, the miracle of this movement is that it does not begin. It continues. It comes from somewhere. There is no distinct beginning, and it is really very, very poetic indeed. One doesn't feel any downbeats or any bar lines. It just floats.
The idea of starting a sonata somewhere in the middle, as a continuation of something much larger yet invisible, rings especially true of late Beethoven. After all, by the 1820s, the composer had lost almost all of his hearing. He finished some final string quartets, his vast Missa Solemnis, and these late piano works in near silence. At the same time, Beethoven was music's most notorious composer, a distempered loner who roamed Vienna like a sainted churl. The contrasts in late Beethoven swerve suddenly between celestial and earthbound. Here's how the movement lurches from its gently rolling opening theme to a stormy, tormented second melody. Schiff makes sense of these wildly opposing melodies by locating their common pulse and connecting them from beneath with their hidden similarities.
I think you feel that there is a relationship between these two tempi. One is lively, the other one is slow, but they share the same heartbeat. And this is how we have a sense of unity.
Thank you. This Beethoven set stands with titans like Stephen Kovacevic or Richard Good, or even the friendly godfather of Beethoven cycles, Arthur Schnabel. Like these others, Schiff's Beethoven stands as something far more than just another notch in a pianist's dance card. Can you ever reread Shakespeare too often? With his lean yet seductive lines, Schiff persuades even specialized listeners that no matter how much Beethoven you listen to, there's always more to hear.
Thank you.